This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Many businesses are hurting while the nation takes steps to prevent the spread of coronavirus. It's been especially painful for small, family-owned shops. A small business in Macomb is trying to create something good out of this bad situation. The Wine Cellars has been a fixture on the downtown Courthouse Square since late 2003, but it has new owners. Craig and Julia Burns took over just a few months ago.
Obviously, this is not, you know, not how we had things planned out. This was not really on our radar when we took possession of the business back in November.
Due to stay-at-home orders and bans on large gatherings, the business is currently limited to package sales of wine, craft beers, and spirits. That's a drastic change for the Wine Cellars. Just a few weeks ago, it was also a place for people to hang out for trivia nights, sip and paint evenings, and live music on Fridays and Saturdays. In fact, social gatherings were a big part of the business. Craig Burns says although retail sales have not been too bad during these days of social distancing, it's been a little too quiet. So he was all ears when local musician Bill Mockestead pitched an idea.
I called him one morning, and he said, well, the night before, he and Julie were talking about doing something like this.
What they all had in mind was a live Friday night concert in the events hall next door.
I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
Given the ban on gatherings, no one was allowed to attend the concert in person. Instead, Burns and Mockestead encouraged people to come in to buy a bottle, then pick up a carry-out meal from a downtown restaurant before heading home to catch the concert on Facebook Live.
Yes, you know without me saying, I still love you, but I've enjoyed as much of this as I can stand.
Craig Burns says they got more than 500 individual views of the live stream.
That doesn't necessarily tell us how many people were watching, because multiple people could watch on one device. Some people could have, you know, logged on for a few minutes and then logged back off.
Burns believes the concert was a success. A number of viewers posted messages about how much they enjoyed hearing live music again. Yet, the evening was about more than entertainment. It was also a fundraiser for Genesis Garden. That's a Macomb-based grassroots organization dedicated to eliminating poverty and providing shelter to families in need. The group has also led the way in ensuring that needy families are getting food during the coronavirus crisis. The pandemic has challenged families. It's challenged businesses. It's challenged the notion of what is normal. But Burns believes it could yield some long-term good.
I think that this has forced us all to really focus a lot more on local, a lot more on each other, a lot more on our local charities and, you know, what they do within our communities and how vital those things are.
Burns says local artists are vital, too. That's why he hopes to do more online concerts during the stay-at-home order, perhaps using other social media platforms in addition to Facebook Live. Burns says musicians can perform for tips or a local charity. He says either way, it's another step toward emerging from this crisis as a stronger community. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.